Welcome to Cosmic Connections with Madeline, talk radio to help you work in harmony and prosper with the universe. Hello, everyone. This is Madeline Gerwick, and thanks to the Dr. Pat Show, I'm with you each week at this time on Fridays. I'm a certified astrologer and the author of the Good Timing Guide, which provides you good timing for all your activities. I'm also the co-author of the Complete Idiot's Guide to Astrology. My degree is in economics, and I specialize in business, economic, and personal astrology. I also help people achieve prosperity in all areas of their lives. Now, on this show each week, we discuss tools and ideas that you can use to work in harmony with the universe and increase your prosperity. Today, after I tell you about what's going on up in the heavens, I'll be talking about meeting our responsibilities. How can we meet our responsibilities in a framework of being in joyful service to others? What limiting beliefs do we need to give up so we can enjoy meeting our commitments? I'll give you some tips for doing that. I'll also take your calls and give you my prosperity tip of the week. Now, before I talk about what's going on up in the heavens, I want to let you know that next Wednesday, June 10th, I'll be speaking in Seattle at The Herbalist on Northeast 65th Street from 7 to 8:30 p.m. My topic will be an astrological economic update. Now, in the past, this event has been a sellout. The price is $20, and you can register or learn more by calling 206-523-2600. That number, again, is 206-523-2600. So call them to save your seat. That date, again, is Wednesday, June 10th from 7 to 8:30. And this info is also on my website. Just click on the link to my appearances under What's New. And I also want to remind you that you can learn about all the upcoming cycles well ahead of time, get some great timing tips, and understand the economic and business trends by subscribing to my annual Good Timing newsletters and email updates. For just 8 cents a day, you can plan ahead and be prepared for good times to do important tasks. Plus, you'll be prepared for the major economic changes we're going through. To order, just go to askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. Once you're there, just click on the link to the Polaris store. Or just call us toll-free to order at 877-524-8300. That number again is 877-524-8300. So, what's up in the heavens? Well, first of all, did you survive the Mercury retrograde intact? It was a real doozy for lots of folks. Even though Mercury is now moving forward again, we're still in a tough period for lots of confusion, miscommunications, misleading information, and even deceit. This is due to the cycles of Mercury square Neptune, Jupiter, and Chiron. We're now in the process of cleaning up all the confusion and mistakes as Mercury moves through this set of cycles one last time. Those cycles will peak for the last of three times on June 9th. However, these cycles are going to stay in range through June 15th, so be patient with this and keep triple-checking all the details and everything you send out. It'll soon be over. Now, what's the good news about this set of cycles? We're being challenged to envision the future you want to create. It's a fabulous time to create a vision board where you cut out pictures from magazines and put them together on a poster board. These pictures represent things you want in all areas of your life. And remember to put photos of you in your vision board and your family members, too. This can be a very energizing and clarifying experience. Once you do your vision board, just put it someplace where you can see it every day. Your subconscious will take over from there and do the rest. Pretty soon, you'll find yourself creating and attracting the things you want in your life. The next cycle I want to mention is Mars trine Pluto. This cycle already peaked on June 3rd, but it stays in range through June 12th. It relates to making changes in our own lives by identifying what we need with what society also needs. It's best if we can see our own needs in relation to the greater whole. Then start working on the changes we want for our own life and for our community or world. Now, if this cycle is impacting your own chart, you may be given more power in some way, or you may gain clarity about your own motivations and what really makes life juicy for you. The next cycle I want to discuss is Sun square Saturn. This cycle is peaking today on June 5th, and it stays in range through June 13th. This cycle is associated with needing to handle a lot of responsibilities. You may find that you have a lot of work to do, or you may have had a lot of work to do this week like I did, and you may have several deadlines piled on top of each other, so it can feel like a lot of responsibilities have to be handled at once. This is the time to get very clear about which task has the higher priority and work only on that task until it gets done. Don't try to multitask or you'll find yourself unable to get things finished. Stay focused on the next deadline or delegate those responsibilities to others. The good news about this cycle is that you can get a lot of work done. That may not sound like good news, but when there's a lot of work to be done, it's good to know the universe is providing the energy and drive to do it. Beginning tomorrow, we also have Venus trine Pluto in range through June 14th. It's peaking on June 8th, which is next Monday. Now, this cycle can be extremely good for making a lot of money. But remember, Monday morning has a timeout, so be careful with that. Now, this cycle has a large amount of money can take a little bit longer to get because Pluto is retrograde. So it might just take a little bit longer because delays are common since Pluto is retrograde, but it can bring you a lot of money downstream. This can also indicate a passionate love relationship, so lots of good possibilities there. Next, I want to talk about the full moon we have this Sunday, June 7th. Now, what's coming to light then is that we have multiple leaders, possibly including foreign ones, who are struggling to deal with the details and logistics of the economic situation. This time, we have the Sun and Moon square to Saturn. That's likely to relate to the meetings that the U.S. is having with China about how to handle the financial and currency challenges being faced around the world. Plenty of misperceptions, misleading information, confusion, and even possible deceptions abound. It's not even clear if the dog is wagging the tail or the other way around. So some of this is intentional, as I mentioned a few minutes ago, with Mercury squared and Neptune, Jupiter, and Chiron. But so be careful what you believe and what you invest in. The stock market seems to be running on misperception, so be careful with it. Whatever is happening doesn't have much in the way of reality to stand on. And that means eventually it's going to go down again, right? Okay, beginning next Tuesday, June 9th, and peaking on June 17th, we could see some potentially radical actions taken by leaders. We could also witness disruptive actions. This is a combination of cycles. The first one is Sun square Uranus, and the second one is Sun trine Jupiter, Chiron, and Neptune. Now, this combination of cycles suggests radical actions taken by leaders with an expansive and healing vision. So expect the unexpected. Sun square Uranus can feel like an asteroid landing on your desk or your house. On a more personal note, you may be itching to do something completely different. And if so, go for it. This period is prime for trying out new ideas or taking a big leap of faith. Unexpected events can also occur with this energy, so take extra safety precautions. At the very least, get some extra physical activity during this period, because we'll all be getting extra electrical energy running through our bodies during this cycle. And remember, these cycles are going to remain in range through June 20th, so extra exercise will help release the excess energy in a healthy way. Now, next, here's a little heads up so you have a little bit of notice. On June 15th, Jupiter, the planet representing the energies of abundance and growth, stops and turns around to move backwards until October 13th. This is also known as Jupiter retrograde. This is our clue to do some internal growth, whether personally or in our own business. It's common for companies to do internal growth during this cycle by hiring and training new marketing or salespeople, or they may plan a new product or prepare for a major promotional launch during this period. However, it's not the best time to launch a new product because you're probably not ready with the full resources you'd like to have. Now, if you're still trying to promote something big, especially if it's something new, June 10th is the last and best good date we have prior to Jupiter going retrograde. And that means it's the last best date we have for major promotions until at least October 15th. So if you need to launch a promotion, do it on June 10th. It's coming up next Wednesday. Now, for personal growth, this Jupiter retrograde can be excellent for envisioning what you want to create in your life. This Jupiter stays conjunct to Neptune and Chiron while it moves backward, and they all three move backwards together. Jupiter and Neptune are all about vision and an optimistic vision at that. They're also very expansive. So allow yourself to dream and let your imagination take you to new places. As I mentioned before, this is the perfect time to create a vision board or start journaling about what you want to create in your life. Gaining clarity is about what you want is a very energizing and helpful process, and this Jupiter retrograde is perfect for that. Now, lastly, just a quick reminder that each week the information I give you over the radio about what's up in the heavens is available on my website. And to get your copy for this coming week, just visit AskMadeline.com. That's AskMadeline.com to get your copy. And do you know how to handle those tons of tasks you have before you? When I come back after this short break, I'll be discussing the best ways we can meet our responsibilities in joyful service to others. So stay tuned. You're listening to Cosmic Connections with Madeline. I'll be right back.
Larry King listens to him, and even Oprah listens to him. And now you can listen and see him live at Benaroya Hall. Genesis Global Spiritual Center welcomes Michael Bernard Beckwith to Seattle on June 16th to celebrate an evening of miraculous change. Change your life from fear to faith, from lack to prosperity, and from loneliness to community. Get your tickets today to see Michael and his wife, Ricky, weave together a tapestry of inspiration and insight that will change you forever. For tickets, go to changingnowforever.org.
Are you living your life to the max? Is there anything you would like to change about how you feel or what you're experiencing? You can have anything you want, and empowerment psychic Linda Dickinson can show you the way. Living your life to the max is more than a catchphrase. It's what we intended when we came into this life. Empowerment psychic medium Linda Dickinson online at inmyfuture.com. For private sessions, call 800-206-9096. Live your life to the max.
Do you want to prosper by working in harmony with the universe? Show host Madeline Gerwick offers the 2009 Good Timing Guide so you can know the divine plan of the day. This color-coded guide provides good timing for all your important actions. And the last books are on sale now. To order, call 877-524-8300. That's 877-524-8300. 8300 or go to AskMadeline.com. That's AskMadeline.com.
Would you like to be healing old wounds today? Licensed psychotherapist Denise Montalvo can help. Unintegrated trauma impacts our life experience with unconscious behaviors that manifest through our relationships and keeps us transfixed by fear, sadness, and anger. Each journey is personal and individual. Emotional healing can be attained without years of traditional talk therapy. Call Denise Montalvo at 915-760-8999 or visit DeniseMontalvo.com.
Learn how to help people deal with loss and the grieving process. The new online certificate in bereavement studies at the Center for Integrative Health focuses on the spiritual, cultural, and workplace aspects of loss. Completely online, the one course per month format allows you to complete the certificate in as little as 9 months and earn graduate credit from a regionally accredited institution. Financial aid is available. Visit centerforintegrativehealth.org for the National University Systems Center for Integrated Health. That's centerforintegrativehealth.org.
Performance Velocity brings you the breakthrough human performance formula, ETA equals R, where energy intelligence is the key competency for the successful business leader. Are you ready for this emerging trend? You can ignite leadership, accelerate execution, and deliver peak performance every time. Performance Velocity can help you, your management team, or your company. Call 303-744-2464. Human performance is their business. Visit PerformanceVelocity.com and start getting results now.
Welcome back to Cosmic Connections with Madeline. Talk radio to help you work in harmony and prosper with the universe. Today, I'm talking about meeting our responsibilities and how we can do this in joyful service to others. After that, I'll be taking your calls, and I'll also give you my prosperity tip of the week. Now, as I mentioned earlier on this show, we're now in a period that's strongly associated with needing to meet a lot of responsibilities at once. This can feel a lot like that nose to the grindstone situation, especially now. The cycle of Sun square Saturn peaks today on June 5th, but we also have the full moon on Sunday, June 7th, with this cycle highlighted. So this cycle of Sun square Saturn will stay in range through June 13th, and we have another week of this when we need to focus on meeting our responsibilities. So here are a few tips for handling this better. First, don't try to multitask, even though you'll feel very tempted to do this, because doing so will only keep you distracted, and it will be harder to complete your task on time. So keep yourself focused only on the next task due, and when it's done, then and only then, move to the next task. Second, if you decide to delegate any of your tasks, be sure you give clear written instructions. Double-check to ensure the person truly understands them, meaning that they can repeat them back to you in a way that makes sense to you. There's still plenty of confusion going on now as well as delays, so even though Mercury is direct now, we're still dealing with issues of confusion through June 15th, and this can create more delays for meeting your responsibilities, so take extra steps to ensure good communications and triple-check all the details for accuracy. Third, we've all been trained or conditioned to tense up when we're faced with meeting lots of responsibilities at once. So it's only natural to have this reaction. Yet it's this reaction more than anything else that sets us up for the challenges in doing this work. We often have beliefs that work is supposed to be hard. And when there's lots of work to do, this is supposed to be doubly hard. So as soon as we get into this state, our bodies tense up, and whatever flow we may have had going for us suddenly vanishes. The biggest secret to handling this is to trust the universe to assist you. If you truly believe that the universe has your back, and it does, it will bring you the best ways to get the work done easily. And that's exactly what will happen. You'll get it done easily. If you believe that you have to do it all by yourself and you feel resentful or pressured about doing it, the task will be much harder to accomplish and you'll experience many challenges. So relax and make a choice to let the universe assist you. It will be much easier. Fourth, start seeing all this work as opportunities to be in joyful service to others. Greg Braden suggests that our energy is always going out to all parts of this earth and the entire universe. In other words, we're all connected in energetic ways we cannot even imagine. Whenever we make the choice to serve others in joy through our work, we send joy out to everyone else, and this literally helps to create more joy on Earth. As others encounter this energy, they feel joyful and pass it on to others as well. Now, it may be easy to suggest that we use our work to serve others in joy, but the real question is, how can we do this? First of all, it helps to love your job. If the work you do isn't something that you love, now might be a good time to start looking for a career or job that you do love. This is a basic and fundamental piece. Or if you're considering starting a business, make sure it's something you absolutely love to do. A business should be an expression of who you are and the skills or talents that you came to express. And if it's not your passion, why would you want to take the major risk to do it? But let's suppose you're in the worst of all cases, a job you really don't like at all. Is it possible to serve others in joy when you dislike your work? The answer is yes. Working in joy and serving others in joy is a choice. No degrees are required to do this. There's not even any experience required. Working in joy is a choice that's based solely upon how you choose to feel at work. Yes, I'm literally talking about deciding to work joyfully in service for others. Find positive thoughts to think and say while you're there. Put them on your screensaver if you need to. When things get tense, take short breaks and listen to joyful music, or take a short walk, or have a happy conversation. You might think this couldn't make any real difference to others, but it does. It even makes a huge difference to the universe, as I just mentioned, when you create joy instead of stress. Now, I bet I know one of the hardest parts of a tough job, and it's something everyone has experienced. Isn't it other people? Especially the ones who just don't understand that they're unconscious and ought to get something that's obvious to you? I have an idea for you to use with these folks, too. Let's just suppose it's your boss who doesn't appreciate your hard work. No matter what you do, you never get a well done from him or her. It might even be that the only time your boss ever talks to you is when you've screwed up. You could even have done 1,000 things right, but your boss only talks to you when you've done something wrong. Well, here's an idea to try for just 2 weeks. See if it works. Start a new story about the person. In this case of the boss, the story can be short and simple. My boss now appreciates all the work I do and notices my skills and talents. Notice that this new story uses the word now, and it's focused on what you want, not on what you don't want. This is very important because we're always creating more of what we think and say, even when it concerns other people. So by starting a new story about a person, you're giving them energetic permission to change their patterns. This is very important because it's usually the people around us who keep us in our old stuck patterns. And once you start changing the story about others, it won't take long before they start responding to you in a more positive way. And all you have to do is just remember to think or say this new story every time you think or talk about the person. Even though it may not be true yet, say it as though it is. And remember, if you shift first, others will shift too. And speaking of the boss, this week and next are times when your boss is probably working way overtime. He or she needs a lot of assistance now, and if you're the one who helps give it to him or her, you'll be well remembered at the right times. And what if you are the boss? Hey, if that's the case, wouldn't you like to become better friends with your boss? Maybe you could give yourself a few days off after you get through this major set of hurdles. I know what you're thinking. Are you crazy? You probably have a dozen reasons why you can't do that. And you've probably even decided you can't do that even before you consider the possibility. But I'm here to tell you that working hard and long to meet these deadlines requires some balance. One of the ways to serve others in joy is to imagine your time off after you get through these obligations. When the tasks are done, take some time off so you can take care of you. Go to the spa, take a day to go to the beach, take a hike, go to a concert, go see a movie. It's a lot easier to serve others in joy when you can remember what joy feels like. Now, what's the biggest benefit of working in joy to serve others? It's that you attract a lot of positive energy to you, and that means more money. Money loves positive energy. Keep some jokes on hand to keep you laughing, and that will help you get through the craziness and create those joyful and prosperous solutions. Now, so far I've mentioned this idea of serving others in joy in relation to the big crunch we're in right now. But once you get a taste of this, I hope you'll continue to want to serve others in joy. If you decide to do this over the long run, instead of just for a week or two, here are a few more tips to remember. All you really need is your intention. Remember this. Nothing destroys a good what faster than a how. Forget the how. Listen to and take action on the messages the universe is sending you. You'll discover the how a lot faster when you serve others in joy because it's a lot easier to get your messages. Also, be willing to invest in yourself and your joy. Would it give you joy to purchase tools, equipment, or training so you can provide certain products or services to the world? Then that's a far better investment than anything you can buy in the stock market. In this economy, it makes far more sense to invest in whatever brings you joy than to invest your money in a stock market that's highly unstable. And to help you remember this point, I want to tell you about the story of Charles Revson. At the height of the Great Depression, he quit his job when unemployment was 25%, and he invested $300 to start a new company. Of course, back then, $300 was worth a great deal more than it is today. Nevertheless, Charles Revson had an unusual idea. He believed that women wanted to be able to buy small luxuries, particularly during the Depression. His idea was that instead of charging 10 cents for a bottle of nail polish, which was the price at local stores, he was going to sell it for 50 cents a bottle at salons. Now, if you really think about this, you'll realize that this idea was nuts, especially during a major depression. But as we all know, Charles Revson was wildly successful with his company, which was Revlon. Your idea could be just as crazy and just as successful. And by the way, Starbucks used that same idea to become highly successful later on. Now, when we see our work as opportunities to serve others in joy, we send a completely different message to our bodies, the company we work for, our customers, the communities we serve, and the universe. So don't settle for less than working in joy. Now, after this short break, which I know is coming up, I'll be taking your calls. I can answer personal, business, timing, economic, and prosperity questions. And if you have a question, I need to know your birthday, time, and location. You can call me now at 1-800-930-2819. That's 1-800-930-2819. You're listening to Cosmic Connections with Madeline. I'll be right back.
Thanks to its listeners, Alternative Talk 1150 has become the most refreshing talk radio in our area. Now we want to hear more from you. Log on to 1150kknw.com and take a brief survey. Besides helping improve your favorite station, you'll have a chance to win an overnight trip to Victoria, BC, courtesy of the Victoria Clipper. Log on now to 1150kknw.com to be heard and to have a chance at winning. Contest details posted online.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Have you been longing to reconnect with nature? Yellow Bear Journeys is an eco-tour company that designs and guides tours in the Pacific Northwest and Hawaii with a unique focus of